Got a copy, buddy? This is John. Over. Anybody out there have a copy? This is John back here in Pennsylvania. Over.
Yeah, still there, John. West near Sheffield.
Good morning, or good afternoon to you. It's morning over here. I don't know what time it is. After 8 o'clock in the morning, I guess. How you doing out there? Over.
Yeah, fine. I've just been making a jelly and cutting up some ice cream, some strawberries. So my hands are a bit wet, so I didn't want to touch the radio. Yeah, so are you back home now?
No, we're still here yet. I'm going to go get breakfast, and then it's almost 8:30 in the morning here, so it's wet outside. It's not raining, but it's wet. Rained last night. Rained good when I talked in. I guess it rained during the night, too. We'll probably leave here around 11 o'clock or so and go some other place up this way, then go back home in the afternoon there, over. But it's supposed to rain sometime today again, and tomorrow, over.
Hey, Don, yeah, I'm sort of thinking a day ahead for you. I'm already got you going home. So, yes, that was it. Yeah, you were thinking about going for a meal last night. So, I guess you're going for a train ride today, over.
Well, it's a possibility. I'm not sure yet. Amtrak is maybe 4 or 5 miles from where we're at here. So maybe we'll just take a ride down Amtrak and watch them go through there a little bit, take pictures or whatever, and then head for home. We'll have to see, because the train right here used to be $11. $11. Now it's... Oh, what am I supposed to say? $11, $15, $16. So if that's three of us, that's over $60. So I'm not sure we want to do that, but if we do, we do. If not, we'll go down there and watch them go through there, and then we have about a 70-mile ride home. But I think what I'll do is I'll go through, once I'm that far, I can go through Hershey, Pennsylvania, past Hershey Park, and then pick up 78 and then come in 78. Sort of out of the way a little bit, but it's a different ride. But if it's raining, we'll just find the shortest way home. Over.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame you're not going on a train, but, you know, if it is expensive, you've got to go. Well, maybe you could think, send your wife and the boy on the train, and give up your place and let them enjoy themselves. It's a hard thing to, to, I don't know how much disposable income you've got. It's a once in a lifetime, you push the boat out for it, but if you've been there a few times before, maybe it's not too bad just to see the trains over.
Wesley, we've been here so many times, we could have bought the train. My little boy was alive. We were here. Oh, jeez. The third week we were up here. He was in a wheelchair, so they had to get them. They have a car that has a lift. It goes on with the wheelchair, and it cranked, and it was in the car. And they got to know him really good. And then we could have bought something. We could have bought the train, I believe. We were up here all these years. And, nice up here, except for this weather right now is not good. But at least it's not the hurricane or anything, so we live with it. It's warm, though. It's 72 out, but it's a warm 72. Usually, sometimes it's a damp 72. My wife told me, come outside. I went outside. It's not damp. At least not now.
Oh, gee, you believe me.
She said, oh, I believe her. Yeah, I have a short sleeve shirt on. That means something. But the sky very gray, you know, could rain any time, over.
Well, you can't choose your neighbors and you can't choose the weather, can you really? It does what it wants to do. I had a friend come over from the States. He came over for a month in the summer, and he's lived here, for years and years and years, and he moved out. Emigrated or moved to the States, In all the years he's lived in the UK, he's never had a summer like this one. Right. I'm being called away there. I've forgotten what your name is now already, John. I'm just being called away, so I'll catch up with you later. Enjoy your day.
Well, you take care. Maybe next time I chat with you, I'll be at home. Have a good one. 73. Bye-bye. The name is John. Over. I'm clear.